Spring, traditionally, is the peak season for home sales, but this year the warming temperatures aren't expected to pull the real estate market out of a deep freeze. Housing starts plunged more than 22% last month, the second worst reading since World War II. Home prices and sales continued to drop, too. In fact, millions of Americans have given up the dream of owning homes. They are renters now and will stay that way. Here to discuss why some economists say that change might not be all bad is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Leanne.
What's your evidence that many Americans are giving up on home ownership?
The evidence is pretty clear now. Rents are up and apartment vacancies are down. And while home prices are still falling, apartment building values have been shooting up. One study I was looking at showed that the value of these apartment buildings rose 16% last year.
We keep hearing the U.S. economy is improving, so why aren't home sales improving as well?
Well, here's the problem. We literally have had millions of people lose their homes to foreclosures, and now their credit ratings are really bad, and they can't meet the tighter lending standards, so they won't be able to buy a house for years, maybe forever. In addition, we've got a weak job market and slow wage growth, and that's making it harder for Americans, even people with good credit histories, to come up with the down payments, so they're renting instead. And then there's been a psychological change. A lot of younger people are really turned off to ownership. They've seen their parents get stuck with these houses whose values are underwater. And so economists estimate now that Americans have lost more than $6 trillion in collective housing wealth. So seeing those kinds of losses, young people just aren't as eager as previous generations to rush into buying a house.
But home buying spins off jobs. Carpenters, bricklayers, plumbers, landscapers. Yeah, I mean, won't a shift to renting hurt that sector of the economy?
You raise a good point there. Certainly a lot of jobs are tied to home buying and home building. But some economists say that individuals and the economy as a whole would be better off if we had more renters. It used to be that owning a big home in the suburbs was a reasonable proposition because energy was cheap. People could afford to air condition those great rooms, you know, with the high ceilings, and they could fill their gas tanks to make long commutes. Remember, 15 years ago, gasoline cost about $1.20 a gallon. Remember that?
Yeah.
But now we've got energy prices that are rising, and the cost of that big house lifestyle is going to go up, too. So if you rent an apartment closer to your job, it's true you won't build up that much home equity, but you could afford to divert more of your paycheck into a retirement account. Now, that takes more self-discipline than just paying your mortgage, but 401k deductions and those long-term investments, they could rise a lot more in value than residential real estate.
Marilyn, does all of this fundamentally change the American dream?
The notion that owning property is the key step towards building personal wealth, it's been around a long time. It got a boost during the first term of President George W. Bush, who promoted this idea of what he called the ownership society. He wanted to increase home ownership as a way to reduce poverty. And while home values were rising, that idea seemed to be working out pretty well. Ownership rates jumped to a record 69.2% in 2004. But then the housing crisis hit and home ownership rates started dropping down to 66.5%. And now we're at the lowest level since 1998. But some economists say that's okay because we really don't need an ownership society as much as we need an innovation society, one where workers are flexible and willing to move wherever there is a job opportunity.
So you're saying owning a home could slow you down?
Yes, actually. In fact, in places with high rates of home ownership, the jobless rates tend to be high, too. If you look at, like, Detroit or northeastern Ohio, jobless homeowners who might be able to find work elsewhere in the country might feel stuck because the real estate market is stagnant and they can't sell their homes. So if you're a renter, it's easier to pick up and move if you can find a better job or a promotion opens up in another city. And then, really, that's the American dream, too, moving up the ladder to boost your income.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax. Thanks a lot, Marilyn.
You're welcome, Leanne.